this point.
Mom, Jessica.
Okay, hello, Jessica.
Sorry, Jessica. The church and my sister. Help him break in, and we'll see the fun and beauty.
Heard a lot of them down next to him.
And the people who left us.
The people were?
The people who left.
Okay. Okay, sorry. Well, we can kind of say that you give us what you do for us. Thank you for the press this morning, this is Mexico, Lord, thanks for going on down there. Encouragement over strength again. The prayer request as well, Lord, let's do the service this morning to just help us to see your word here. Let's ask for your help. Amen. Psalm chapter 118. Get ready for verse 65, please. Be know-it-all. It's pretty easy for people to get where they just think they're just right all the time about everything, and it's just hard to, always hard to be around that a lot. But while you're young, it's a good time to get a good mind. You can learn a lot of scripture and learn a lot about the Lord. Just apply yourself to study His Word, and those verses will stay with you. Be blameless right there in the very last verses we're going to read today. Let my heart be blameless in your ordinances. So just you guys be the ones. Be blameless in your life when you've got decisions to make about whatever it is. Just take the wrong and be blameless. That's, you'd be better judged if you do that. And then to be arrogant maybe in what you think that you ought to do. I want you guys to take verses here. What's your verses about this week?
This is why it's going to memorize verse 60.
Okay. All right.
I prepared myself, and I was not troubled, that I might keep your commandments.
Psalm 100, to verse 8. The Lord is compassionate and merciful and abounding in mercy.
I prepared myself, and I was not troubled, that I might keep your commandments.
I thought we were supposed to get a verse about mercy, so I got, judgment will be without mercy for the one who does not, or for the one who did not show mercy.
We were supposed to get a thought or something or about verse 61, I think. The rope of sinners ensnared me, but I did not forget your law. And I got about Paul. The Judaizers wanted him to obey the Old Testament and keep all the old laws and everything and feasts. But he kept the New Testament. Where it says, the ropes of sinners ensnared me, but I did not forget your law, that sin is heavy and it ties us down, and it's hard to get out of it once we're in it, and we just need to, the Lord helps us to, or the Holy Spirit helps us to get untied from it. We need to use that to keep us up.
I had a verse out of the Wisdom of Sirach, 31:18. Blessed is the rich man who is found blameless and does not chase after gold. Who is he, and we shall call him blessed? For he has worked wonders among his people. Who has been tested by it and found perfect. And then Job was a rich man, but he was faithful and righteous, and he was really able to help the poor. Okay.
I had it when Stephen was took before the council, and they were telling him that he was blaspheming God and all that stuff, and he could have said he could have turned away from God and they would have let him go, but he instead he I didn't forget God's law, and they persecuted
him. It says, the ropes of sinners ensnared me, but I did not forget your law. And I thought, when we get tempted because other people are doing things, we need to not forget His law, and we need to do what we're supposed to do.
I thought about the group that left us. They sent letters to a lot of us trying to get us snared towards them and trying to confuse us, but we didn't forget God's law, and we saw that they're of another spirit.
I couldn't find where it said the wages of sin is death, but Jesus said that sin is like a millstone tied around your neck. When you sin, you lose sight of Jesus, and you can't really see what you're doing. You have to trust God to get it back on.
I thought about just Satan or his helpers try to ensnare us with doubts, but whenever he does ensnare us with doubts, but we can always trust in what Jesus taught us and what his commandments, like the verse says. I thought of the ropes of sin ensnaring us, and loving his law in relation to my own life and pride, and just how persistent the temptation is to be arrogant and to be ensnared in that mindset. But I was thinking, and how it's really tempting and appealing to not humble yourself and take instruction from an older man, or even to recognize the state you're in, and just to humble yourself. But the blessing it is that we have the choice to love God's law.
I got Jeremiah prophesied that because of Jerusalem's sin, they were going to be captured by the Babylonians. And so the king became really angry and threw him into a deep old well. And he didn't fall away from God. And after a long time, they pulled him out of there.
I thought of Daniel whenever some of the king's advisors tried to get him to, were jealous of his position, and noticed that he prayed every day and got the king to sign a law to saying that you couldn't pray to any other god besides him, and tried to trap Daniel in that, and he still it was faithful and didn't forget God and still prayed. Even when they threw him in the lion's den, he still held on, and God saved him.
I thought about Job and his wife, and three friends tried to tell him what a evil man he was because all these bad things were happening to him. It was because God was trying to punish him, and he didn't. He just remembered God's laws, and God blessed him because of it.
Next week for you guys is a memory verse there. Find an example or a teaching about humbleness.